Our Pure Michigan Moment. A bevy of events await for you in the month of June. And the man who is going to detail some of these is Nick Nurbin. He is Media Digital Industry Relations Director at Travel Michigan, the folks behind the Pure Michigan campaign. I'll bet you're going to get to every one of these events on your list personally. You're going to be out there enjoying them. As you do, I live vicariously through all of your Facebook posts.
I would love to go to all of these this year. I've been to most of them over the years, but there's a few on here that I've never been to. So I think the first thing, the place to start is the Mackinac Island Lilac Festival. I've worked on Mackinac Island in college. It's a special place for me and for Emma, and we love the island. And it's a jewel. It's the jewel of the Great Lakes. There's so many wonderful things that happen throughout the spring, summer, and fall, and the summer travel season on Mackinac. But the Lilac Festival is kind of their signature event, has been for decades. The island has all kinds of lilac trees throughout the island. They're all over the place. I would like to learn more about how those originally got planted there. So in times like these, I can talk about it. I was there probably about 5 years ago when they were in peak bloom. And I'm telling you, you know those times when you've got a camera with you while you're traveling and you just try to take pictures and capture it, and eventually you just like, I can't do this justice by taking pictures, because everywhere you go, you come around a corner, there's another beautiful street lined with purple lilacs. I've got one photo from that day where there was a horse and carriage, it was a taxi, a Mackinac Island taxi, stopped waiting for someone to come out. And right behind them was this beautiful bloom lilac. And I took this photo with the horses and the lilacs. Oh. We've used it with Pure Michigan like 10 times because it's, you know, there's just so many stunning sights, including right in the Marquette Park, the big park below the fort there across from the marina. They've got the entire park's filled with lilacs. There are so many fun events during the festival, though, with the parade and all kinds of live music and things. So Lilac Festival, June 5th through 14th, a wonderful opportunity to see the island.
Okay, so I looked it up for you. Now, the festival began in 1949, right? But the lilacs actually started back in the 1800s. The earliest documentation of lilacs on Mackinac Island comes from an 1861 journal entry by the writer Henry David Thoreau, who visited the summer before he died of tuberculosis. And then another influx of the flowers came when the Hubbard family moved to Mackinac Island from New Hampshire. They brought them with them. And then European immigrants brought lilacs to New England and planted them near their farms for good luck. And that's how, as they immigrated over here, they brought those lilacs with them. And I don't know about the rest of our listeners, but anytime you've got lilacs or peonies in your own yard, you tend to, when you move, transplant those to your new location because they're so very special.
Well, they certainly are. And now you've got me with a new research project. I did not know Henry David Thoreau had visited Mackinac Island.
Oh,
I mean, that's a pretty significant piece of Michigan history right there, because now I want to know if he wrote about the island or about Northern Michigan. So that's something I definitely need to look into more.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just have reference to his journal entry here. And this comes from the Mackinac Island Tourism Group. So
yes.
You can start there. But that was really cool. All right. So when is the Lilac Festival again?
June 5th through 14th. So it starts this weekend and it goes all through the week. And, you know, when I was on the island, the parade is a really fun time because Mackinac Island doesn't have a lot of parades, you know, where like they close down the street and everything. But on Main Street, right along, the entire community comes out. It's a true community event as well as a celebration of all the business owners and the visitors. And when I was there, the dock porters, we had our own exhibit in the parade where we rode our dock porter bikes all decorated and everything. So, you know, some of the exhibits may not have been exactly family friendly with the dock porters, but yeah, it was a ton of fun. We loved it. And the Lilac Festival, great time every year.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that story. There are two other events this weekend, one that's close to home in nearby Jackson, Michigan. Tell us about the Art, Beer, and Wine Festival.
So growing up, my great aunt, Jen Olson, was a big community involved person over there in Jackson. She helped with the Cascades and originally launching those, as well as, you know, raised funds for all kinds of different projects in Jackson. Ella Sharp Park is a special place for our family because Genevieve lived right next to the park and did a lot of the fundraising and support of the community activities there in the park. So that's where this Art, Beer, and Wine Festival is located in Jackson.
Gosh.
With all kinds of really fun events and activities happening. But one of the big focus, it's a fundraiser. You know, so, you know, in the spirit of my Aunt Jen, my great Aunt Jen, they're raising funds for, let me just get this real quick. So that it's for the Hillside Farm Lane to you enjoy that where the location is, but it is a fundraising for the Ella Sharp Museum. And so a lot of history and art and other things happening there. Food vendors, live music, all kinds of wonderful atmosphere, a great summer event in Jackson.
Oh, my gosh.
Ann Arbor and Ipsy.
I didn't know your family had that deep roots in Michigan here. I know you guys love this state and celebrate it, but that's an interesting story there. I love that.
I'm fortunate my Aunt Kathy, my mom's sister, has really dug into our genealogy and our ancestry, and she's discovered some incredible things, including I did have a distant relative who fought in the Civil War. You know, so we've got a lot of history in this state. My mom's side of the family, my great-great-grandfather, Anders Olsen, moved from Norway to Benzie County up by Traverse City. We still own the family farm.
Oh.
Our family does. You know, so lots of history in Michigan. Very proud of that.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right, one more event this weekend. This one is in Empire, which I am not familiar with. I've, of course, heard of it. You've talked about it. Where exactly is Empire, Michigan?
It's due west of Traverse City, and that's where the headquarters to Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore is located. So the big visitor center and everything.
Okay.
They've got a fantastic beach, just simply called Empire Beach. It's a city park right on Lake Michigan with beautiful sandy beach right there. It's very popular for visitors and for residents alike. And, you know, I've been fortunate. Our family cottage is on Platte Lake just down the road from Empire. So Empire has been part of my childhood growing up. And it's the Asparagus Festival. There are several growers of asparagus, some of the largest in Michigan, right around Empire. And so you can go to the Norconk Farm just south of town in Empire, go to their farm stand. It's one of those great farm stands. It's the honor system where you put the $5 in the little pipe to pick your asparagus. And you just take whatever you'd like and you pay for it in the honor system. So I love that old tradition. And it's the best asparagus you're ever going to eat.
Oh, delicious. All right. Empire Asparagus Festival. Let's move ahead to the following weekend, June 12th through 13th, Munising, Michigan.
So up in Munising, Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore, a lot of folks are familiar with the beautiful sandstone cliffs and the incredible boat tours that go on along the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. Munising is celebrating this, you know, so they want to get up there, and it's not just about going to the lakeshore, but it's about enjoying Lake Superior and all that wonderful area of the Upper Peninsula has to offer. And if you happen to be a Youper, they're doing free Pictured Rocks cruises for UP residents. So a fun thing to do there. If you know some Youper friends, let them know that. But yeah, some beautiful things to see, but also lots of fun. 12th and 13th in Munising.
Okay. Lansing is hosting a rather festive time, and that's coming up June 18th through the 21st. What is it?
Well, Lansing has a lot of wonderful culture, and they have a great music scene there. They have a lot of great musical history of these festivals there along the riverfront. And this is right on the Grand River in downtown Lansing, where it's about the festival and the atmosphere and getting out there to celebrate music, culture, and community spirit. So they're going to have wonderful food, all kinds of different live music, and the diversity of cultures and flavors there in Lansing on the 18th through 21st.
All right, Lansing Fiesta and Carnival. Also that weekend in Grand Haven. Oh, this has got to be fun. What kind of contest is this?
And these are some of the best sand sculptures you are ever going to see. I can tell you that. These are not just local people from the neighborhood, even though there are people from the area and from West Michigan in Grand Haven who participate in this. These are some of the top sand sculptures you'll ever see. These are the sand pros. You know, so these are people who are making these large scale things that you're like, I can't believe they made that out of sand. And that is right in Grand Haven there in the downtown beach along the pier in the state park. On Saturday, June 20th, this is something you've got to see.
Oh, wow. All right, so much fun. And we still have a lot of the month of June to go through here, so let's do it. Next one is in New Baltimore, Michigan, June 24th through the 28th.
Well, this is an area that sometimes, you know, we don't talk about as often. Over there on Lake St. Clair and along the St. Clair River and all those communities, and New Baltimore is right there on St. Clair. That's a big boating community. All over there on St. Clair, there's a ton of sailors and a lot of boating history, including in Algonac, which is not too far from New Baltimore, where the Chris Craft was built. The historic wooden boats were built for many years over there in Algonac. And so lots of boating history over there. But do you know what they mean by fish fly? Are you familiar with what that fly is that they're referring to?
Well, I mean, fly fishing, of course, but fish fly, meaning the ones that buzz around.
These are the big, large insects that come out of the water. They hatch out of different bodies of water around the state, and they land on things and they coat things. Like in some areas, like you can even hear a car rolling by crunching them as they drive down the street, because there's thousands and thousands of them. For fly fishers, as you mentioned, their genus name is the Hexagenia limbata. And it is the hex fly, as it's referred to for fly fishers.
Yeah.
And up north, around the Ausable and around the areas around Traverse City and the Jordan and up near Petoskey and Gaylord, these are the biggest flies that hatch out of the river. So it brings the biggest fish into the river. And that's why the fly fishers love these hex flies, the large fish flies. But in some of these communities that are along these lakes, including the Great Lakes and Lake St. Clair, they don't fish as much for those as they have to clean them off of the things that they all land on. You know, so they'll be on, you'll see an entire waterfront house. You'll see the entire side of a house covered in these fish flies. They celebrate. They say, let's have a celebration. Yeah. This is the fish fly festival. They've got the Miss Fish Fly Queen pageant. They've got a kids' day. They've got a firework display, a parade along Green Street. And so this is a ton of fun over there in New Baltimore.
What do they say? If you can't beat them, join them, right?
That's what they're doing. That's right.
June 24th through the 28th. And let's round out the month, June 25th through the 27th, and head up to St. Ignace.
And when I worked on Mackinac Island in the summers, if you were ever off the island during that time in late June, you would see classic cars driving everywhere, no matter where you went, whether it was in the Upper Peninsula or in Northern Lower Peninsula. Because people come from all over for this St. Ignace Car Show weekend. If you like cars and vintage automobiles, like, for example, if you're a fan of the Woodward Dream Cruise, those large-scale classic and vintage auto events, St. Ignace Car Show is a must. Because people go and they find themselves a place to set up their chairs and sit there on the main drag, State Street, going through St. Ignace. And people cruise back and forth all evening long, and they have big car shows during that. And you'll see everything from giant monster trucks to classic Model Ts. So it's a very cool and amazing event to see if you like classic cars.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's a lot to take in. And that's only a fraction of what's happening around the state, right?
Oh, absolutely. Michigan.org/events. You can search for events in your area. You can search for in specific towns around the state, or just look through the whole state and see what you can find to do this June in Pure Michigan.
And your trip begins where?
At Michigan.org.
And if you want to put Michigan.org/events, you'll get right to the events page and check that out before you head out. Our thanks to Nick Nurbin from Travel Michigan, the folks behind the Pure Michigan campaign. He's on the air each week here on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY.